This audio is brought to you by Muslim Central. Please consider donating to help cover our running costs and future projects by visiting www.muslimcentral.com/donate.
Brothers and sisters, do you know what is one of the biggest reasons why people miss out on Laylatul Qadr? One of the biggest reasons. In Sahih al-Bukhari, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, "Kharajtu li ukhbirakum bi Laylatul Qadr." He said, "I came out to tell the Ummah when exactly is Laylatul Qadr, not options, last 10 nights, exactly." فَتَلَاحَ فُلَانٌ وَفُلَانٌ. But when I was going to tell you the exact date, I saw two brothers fighting, unnecessary argumentation. So he says, فَرُفِعَتْ. So that piece of information that I knew Allah gave me has ascended. I no longer remember it. The loss of the barakah of Laylatul Qadr's date is gone because of unnecessary fighting and argumentation. Then he says, alayhi salatu wasalam, wa asa an yakuna dhalika khayrun lakum. He says, perhaps not knowing the date is good, because everything that happens to the believer is good, as in the other hadith. But then he says, faltamisuha. He tells the ummah, seek it very hard, especially fi at-tasi'a, on the 29th, was-sabi'a, the 27th, wal-khamisa, the 25th. This is how serious it is, brothers and sisters. And these are not my words that I'm about to say, but the biggest of losers on the entire dunya are the ones who don't take Laylatul Qadr seriously. And there's nothing that you can do to make up for it. Rasulullah said, "Man hurima khayraha faqad hurim." The one who's deprived from Laylatul Qadr, does not take it serious, does not put the effort towards it, then they're truly deprived, then they're a bunch of losers. And nothing will make up for it. What about I make tawbah in the future? Yes, you can, of course. But to make up for Laylatul Qadr, it will never happen. May Allah grant us wisdom. You might ask them, why? Why is it so serious like that? Because Laylatul Qadr is a night that can change your entire past and future. Give us proof. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, "Man qama Laylatul Qadr imanan wa ihtisaba." Whoever stands up at night in salah, on the night of Qadr, which is one of the last 10 nights, especially, as in al-Bukhari, 29, 27, 25th, all your previous sins are gone. All your dark past, our dark past, all erased. Ya akhi, it's erased. I did that. It's done. It's gone forever, inshallah. But if you oppress someone, wallahi, 1 million Laylat Qadr will not forgive you. If you oppress someone and without attempting to give the right back, so anyone who's sitting here, this applies to them, that's what you focus on before you stand up in salah. Do the obligation of returning the right before you do the voluntary of staying up at night. Beware of that. But besides dhulum and oppression, wallahi, no matter what you've done, I did this, forgiven. Ya akhi, I'm sorry to say it. Ya akhi, it's done. Done deal. But stand up with iman, believing in the honor of that night. Wahtisaba, hoping in the reward, and everything is erased. That's the past. When it comes to the future, Ibn Abbas radiallahu anhu, I'll tell you two things. He says in authentic narration, يَمْشِي الرَّجُلُ فِي الْأَسْوَاقِ وَقَدْ كُتِبَ مِنَ الْمَوْتَى. A man would be walking in the mall and he is written to be among those who are dead. How does that make sense? He quoted an ayah from the Quran, فِيهَا يُفْرَقُ كُلُّ أَمْرٍ حَكِيمٍ. On Laylatul Qadr, whatever happens to you for the upcoming year is written on Laylatul Qadr, is passed down to the angels. So I have no option. No, you have the option. But whatever happens in the future, whoever is going to go to Hajj next year, from now till next year, is already written. Whoever will die, it's written. Whoever will be sick is written. Whoever will be cured is written. Whoever get married is written. Who will ever have children, it's written. But what's the point? La. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, the dua you make can change the qadr. The dua that you make can change the qadr. So if Allah decreed next within this year to have a car accident, your dua can completely change that. But you said 1 year. In the beginning of the khutbah, you said the whole future. I got you. Out of everything Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam knows of knowledge and ilm, he's the greatest scholar of Islam. When Aisha radiallahu anha, she went and said, Ya Rasulullah, أرأيت إذا وافقت ليلة القدر. If I witness ليلة القدر, if I feel it. Yeah, because it has signs. The angels descending. The peace and tranquility, سلامٌ هي حتى مطلع الفجر. The مؤمنين الصادقين, they feel it. They sense it. May Allah make us all of them, Ya Rabb. So Aisha says, if I feel it, if I witness it, what should I say? He said, قولي اللهم إنك عفو. Oh Allah, you're the most forgiving. تحب العفو. You love to forgive. فعفو عني. So please forgive me. That's it. Wallahi, and you read this in like, if you tell anyone for the first time to hear about Laylatul Qadr, first time in their life, you tell them it's the greatest night of the year, better than 1,000 months, and we have to say things on that night the Prophet taught us. Okay, let's sit down so I can write everything that you're saying. No, that's it.